The trial of John Allen Mohammed, charged in the Washington, D.C. area sniper shootings, concludes its second week of testimony today. Jurors heard yesterday from another shooting survivor and from the widowed husband of another victim. It's been a week of emotional and occasionally graphic testimony. NPR's Brian Naylor reports from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
The anguish and pain Mohammed and his companion Lee Boyd Malvo are alleged to have inflicted on so many has been relived and replayed before jurors this week. The last 2 days were especially wrenching and powerful. Yesterday, William Franklin, the widowed husband of Linda Franklin, was called to testify. The couple were shopping at a Home Depot in suburban Falls Church, Virginia, the night of October 14th last year. Franklin testified they were having trouble loading a long shelf into their small car when he said he heard a loud noise. He likened it to a piece of wood falling on concrete. He said he felt something on his face. It was the blood of his wife, who, as he turned around, already lay dead on the ground. Defense attorneys attempted to keep prosecutors from playing the recording of the 911 call Franklin made on the grounds it was prejudicial, but were overruled. So jurors heard the at times unintelligible and hysterically weeping voice of the ex-Marine, captured moments after his wife had been murdered beside him. Franklin's voice was at such an unnatural pitch that the dispatcher kept referring to him as ma'am. My wife has been shot in the head, he was heard to say. A few of the jurors wiped tears from their eyes. Mohammed's attorneys were also unsuccessful in trying to keep from jurors graphic photographs of the damage the high-speed bullet did to Linda Franklin's skull. Yesterday afternoon, there was more emotional testimony as Jeffrey Hopper recalled being shot after stopping for dinner at a Ponderosa restaurant in Ashland, Virginia, October 19th. He and his wife had traveled through the Washington area with some trepidation, he said, fully aware of the sniper shootings. Hopper said the couple had a nice dinner, then walked hand in hand back toward their car when he heard what he said was an enormous, all-encompassing explosion. Hopper said he kind of jerked and brought his hand up to his abdomen, turned to his wife, and said, "I think I've been shot." He remembered lying down on the pavement as she tried to call 911. "I took the opportunity to tell her I loved her, and then we prayed together," he said. Hopper underwent 5 surgeries immediately after the shooting, and 1 more just last month. There have, perhaps not surprisingly, been many mentions of prayer in this trial. On Wednesday, 14-year-old Iron Brown, wounded in front of his Bowie, Maryland middle school last year, said his shooting had brought him closer to God. His testimony, and particularly that of his aunt, who said Iron told her he loved her as she rushed him to a nearby medical clinic, also brought tears to jurors. Mohammed, though, rarely changes his expression. He sits silently at the edge of the defendant's table, his chin often resting in his hand, burly deputies never far away. Prosecutors have front-loaded this trial with testimony designed to appeal to jurors' emotions. There has been next to no testimony from experts about forensic evidence, such as fingerprints or DNA, though prosecutors say they have plenty of it, nor have prosecutors yet tried to link recovered bullet fragments to the high-powered rifle found in Mohammed and Malvo's car. But with just 1 more shooting to review, that of Montgomery County, Maryland bus driver Conrad Johnson, that stage of the trial is just ahead. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Virginia Beach, Virginia.